questions have been received and accepted. Each question may ask a supplementary question, and based on the answer received to their written questions. The questioner will receive a written response if their question is not reached. Councillor Osborne to Councillor Perry.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. Councillor Perry, can you outline the flaws in the Aspire report on the regeneration plans?
Thank you, Councillor Osborne. When this administration came into power in 2010, I, along with many other colleagues, realised that under the Conservatives, the regeneration of this budget had not only been sadly depleted, but didn't even occur at all. So we embarked on an ambitious programme to rebuild the civic centre, to rebuild the place where we were standing at the moment for housing, to build a new leisure centre, to build a new housing estate on the car park of the leisure centre, to build a new depot and practically renew all our facilities. It took a long time for me as portfolio holder to get people enthused about this regeneration programme. In fact, I think it took me the best part of 8 years. I'm very glad to see that not having to worry too much about the budget and how well we prepared it, that the opposition are now turning themselves onto the regeneration and how it's progressing. We are going to spend something in the order of £350 million over the next 10 years on the projects that I've just outlined. And I, for one, will make sure that however long it takes, that we get it right. Because I don't want to stand here in 20 years' time, and just for the avoidance of doubt, I will not be standing here. When somebody says that you spent £350 million and you got it wrong, so we're going to get it right from the beginning, and it will take as long as it takes for us to get it right. We've already got planning permission for the new civic centre. We've already got planning permission in train to go in the next few months for this area. We've already got a procurement process to have a joint venture partner appointed by late summer to do all of this work. And we've also got planning permission ready to go in for what is the Byron Quarter. And I will make sure that all of these things are well costed. And in order to do that, I commissioned a report in February 2018 to ask an independent firm of consultants who are experienced in regeneration to tell us whether we're getting it right or getting it wrong. In some ways, they said we could improve what we were doing. In some cases, they questioned our opinions. We have taken on board most of the recommendations that the Aspire report produced. But I mentioned at the Cabinet meeting last Thursday that I believe some parts of that were flawed. I have been involved as a professional in construction for over 40 years. I have my opinions on construction procurement and on cost data and on viability analysis. Those opinions are at variance with the professionals from that fire. We discussed it, we sat down, and we've agreed, based on our experiences, that we agree to differ. But we have taken on board most of what they've said, and I'm quite happy that we have done that, and that we are still employing some of the best consultants in the country to advise us on our business cases, on our commercial arrangements with joint venture partners, so that we get it right. And that is my main concern, is that we get it right and you don't have to listen to me in 20 years' time.
Do you have any supplementary question?
Unsurprisingly, Madam Mayor, yes. What I didn't hear in that was you actually outlining any flaws, because you said
in response to my question. We've had other consultants that have looked at this since and have come to the conclusion that this final report is in many ways flawed. It actually now turns out that's just your opinion, not consultants that you've had in. And let me tell you about it and ask Councillor Ferry, it's not hard to make these things work. The key is, when you build them, they shouldn't cost more than you're going to sell them for. It's not hard. The other thing you should probably have done is business cases. And again, the report made it clear, you had no business cases for any of this. You had no business cases for the programme, and you had no business cases for individual schemes. Every single one of your major schemes, and some of the minor schemes, would have lost the council money. Every single one. And not just a little bit of money. Millions and millions of pounds. So, I'll ask him a slightly different way. Will he agree with me then that the report is accurate and that you didn't have business plans and you didn't plan this properly and it would have lost millions?
And I will agree with you because I don't believe that you can produce a business plan until you know what you're building. And we're still designing it. We're still producing things to go through the planning committee. And until we know exactly what we're going to build on this site, how can you produce a business plan? Now, when it comes to some of the advice that we've got...
Stephen, please. Councillor Ferry to ask, explain it in the next round.
Before you put the planning application, that's the way we did it with the civic centre, that's the way we'll do it here. We still, after all the consultations we've had, all the design work we've had for this area, are finalising the details. When the details are finalised, we will produce a viability assessment to make sure that we can build it. Now, I'm greatly pleased by all the cranes that come up in the town centre where commercial firms are believing in Harrow and believing that Harrow has a future. They put their own money into building, and all those cranes that you've seen that are going up are on private land which has been purchased by commercial developers who believe that they can make a fortune by providing housing in Harrow. And I don't see, if the council get it right, that we will be any different from Vale. And I believe that the amount of work that we put into our overall regeneration strategy, which was the first question you asked me, when was a regeneration strategy done? That was 2012. And because that also covered our regeneration programme, it covered the regeneration going on throughout the town centre, and it also pointed out that it's not just buildings that regenerate Borough. We've got to provide jobs, we've got to provide education, we've got to provide health, we've got to provide leisure facilities, and we've got to provide recreation and sports facilities. That's the overall regeneration programme that we envisioned in 2012, and the council part is just a small but very successful part of that.
Thank you, Councillor Ferry. The Councillor Osborne, Ferry, do you have...
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I must say I've never learned so much from an answer. I think we now have more of an explanation of why the council is in the financial problems it is than we've ever had. I love the idea that you put a £65 million council new building planning application in, then you try and work out if you can afford it. You, in one of the planning applications you put in, you put the disabled and flats at the top, so you had to put an extra lift in, and then you worked out you can't. It's just, anyway, Madam Mayor, that was very, very instructive. My second question is, what specific recommendations within the internal audit report would delay the people who have the regeneration program?
I'm sure our internal audit people do a very good job, but they just don't understand regeneration like I do. Their report focuses on the sort of processes that they would have to undertake to make sure that any ordinary council department providing day-to-day services was operating efficiently and in accordance with the government, the council's constitution. Regeneration is completely different. We're not operating anything, we're trying to do something. And in order to do that, we take decisions to the cabinet. And I take a paper to cabinet every 3 months, which tells everybody what's happening in regeneration and asks the cabinet for their approval. So the fact that we didn't get CSB approval for this, or we didn't get the building of Edinburgh board approval for that, which was put in the report, I believe, I'm not worried about that. It's the cabinet and the council that is the deciding body for this council. And I would also say that I would have hoped that the people in internal audit would have spoken to me at some time when they were producing the regeneration report. They never spoke to me as a portfolio holder. They never spoke to a lot of people that have been involved in regeneration since 2014. And that's why I think we're going.
Any supplementary question?
Yes, Madam Mayor. I think I just felt a collective shiver go across the people of Harrow. The person who just made that answer is responsible for a £350 million programme. And let me be clear, the specific recommendations were you should have actually had it approved by Cabinet instead of in draft and then meant to bring it back and didn't bring it back and forgot. That you should have used the Council's mandatory project management tools, which you didn't use and no one enforced upon them. That you should have had business cases. These are not little things. These are not minor technicalities that weren't done. These are fundamental things. There is a reason we have a project management framework and project management tools and a project management system. It's to stop the disaster that came with this regeneration programme. But you, again, haven't specifically said, because again, in your answer to me when I was asking you about this last week, you said that there were some recommendations that would have delayed the project even more. I would like to know which of those recommendations specifically do you have a problem with?
Specifically, I have a problem with the way that they looked at the regeneration programme itself. They were talking about draft things that go to Cabinet. All of our decisions that have been made in regeneration have gone through Cabinet. They were also saying that there were minutes of meetings between certain people that were not evidenced. As you know, there are lots of discussions that go on about regeneration that you don't necessarily have minutes for. And these are the specific things that I do not agree would be appropriate to a regeneration programme because they do not apply. And if they had applied, if we had used the council's project management process, which is basically there for small projects, it is not designed for £350 million worth of construction. We use PRINCE2, which is a very reputable form of project management, and we've had to adapt a lot of the things that already occur in the council to upscale them to cope with a project of the magnitude that we have never ever seen in this council, we have never ever seen in this borough for a generation or more.
But all your side.
Okay, Councillor Richard Ormond. Councillor Richard Ormond.